We're CJMQ, and today we're talking with Canadian country artist Barbara Lynn Dorn from Brooklyn, Ontario. So welcome, Barbara.
Oh, thank you.
Now, I was reading your biography. It's very interesting. You grew up basically with music all around you and influenced by your grandfather, I believe.
Yeah, he was probably the first live music player I'd ever seen. He spent many, many hours in front of his old piano in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and at my place, he would come over and he would play the organ for hours and hours, and pretty much more playing than talking. So.
Okay. So that's how you got into music, I guess.
Yeah, have a very musical family. All my aunts and uncles on my mom's side play or sing. So that's basically where, I guess, the music gene comes from and the music bug.
Right. Now, originally you weren't interested in country music. I believe maybe it was a pop or rock kind of sound you were more interested in the beginning?
Well, I don't know if it wasn't an interest. I just was never really exposed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, growing up in Scarborough, which is, you know, a hop, skip, and a jump to downtown Toronto,
mm-hmm. There
was no country stations. It just, you know, I didn't have friends to listen to country. My dad was probably about the closest country influence I had, being in the transport industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, at Christmas parties, I might hear the odd country song.
But okay.
For the most part, it was more just not being exposed to it, being more exposed to the pop and the rock music growing up, but in the alternative music.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I started.
Okay, so the band you put together, was that alternative?
It was alternative.
Yeah.
Heavily influenced by the Cranberries and Alanis Morissette. And so that's kind of originally when I guess, jumped into it, that's the direction I was heading in.
Good. Now, right now we're playing your single, Forgot to Love Me, and I can see that that's not a total country sound, which I like, you know? It has that pop influence and that alternative influence in it.
Yeah, it's hard for me to escape completely from that those influences that I grew up with. So, you know, I'm a huge Sheryl Crow fan, and, you know, growing up I was a fan of Sarah McLachlan, and so it's hard, and of course Celine Dion, and, you know, I really, female musicians were a huge influence to me, so it's hard to really take that out of my music completely.
I think that's good. It makes it stand out, it makes it more original, it makes it your sound.
Thank you, and thank you so much for supporting my music at your station.
You're welcome.
Great.
It's great music. Put out a debut self-titled album, and I guess that was a few years ago when you were into the alternative scene, or?
No, that first EP was, I guess, my first country, I guess, call it country crossover CD. So I had two singles I released from that EP.
Mm-hmm.
And that was back in 2011.
Okay.
And spent most of, end of 2010 into 2011, spent most of last year and so far this year just writing new material for the EP I'm hopefully going to have ready to release in the fall.
That's really exciting. Now, do you write all your own songs, or are they co-written with somebody else?
They're mostly co-writes.
Mm-hmm.
At this point. I do write a lot on my own, and that's, you know, I start out with an idea, and I might have the whole thing worked out, and then I'll bring it to, you know, a co-writer, and, you know, it maybe goes in a new direction. We keep it mostly the same, but sometimes it's just great to have that perspective, someone else's perspective on, you know, just tweaking it here and there makes it that much better.
Mm-hmm. Now, I've read that you're developing a lot of ties with the Nashville Network. Are some ties helping you to co-write your songs?
Yeah, it certainly helps. You know, they're just so influential in the country world that it really helps to help get more of the sound, the Nashville sound, more of the country flavor into my songs.
Mm-hmm.
Single we're going to be hopefully releasing in June is co-written with he's actually Canadian, but he's published in Nashville, so it's a great single. We're excited about that one as well. So every time I go down there, I meet new people. I co-write with different people down there, and you definitely develop relationships, and they're so, you know, you go to an open mic and get approached by other writers interested in writing with you, and it's a great place down there. I wish I could go more often.
It sounds like a great place. Mm-hmm. It's certainly important, too, if you're in the business.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Now, you're kind of a private person, and maybe this is the song that Forget to Love Me kind of shows that a bit.
Yeah, it's basically, you know, I mean, the gist of the song is it's really about the insecurity you feel in a relationship. And when you spend a lot of time in your own head, you can, you know, manufacture things that might not necessarily be true. You know, if you're reading things into a relationship that maybe, you know, and because you don't speak openly about them, they can just take on their own life.
I think that a lot of people can relate to that.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea what the album's going to be called?
I had a title. Believe it or not, it's one of those things where you're like, I should write that down before I forget. I thought it was the perfect title, and I forgot. it came to me one day, and I'm like, yes, this is what I'm going to call the EP, because up to now we're just going to probably just be another self-titled one. And I thought, no, that's perfect. That's exactly what I want to say. I left it one or two days too long, and I'm like, what was that again? And I've been trying to remember it since then.
It's funny.
It's just like a great song idea. If you don't put it down right away, they can leave you as fast as they come.
So are you one of those artists, doodles with different snippets of songs and things by their bedside and all around the house?
Yeah, I'm starting to get, I have too many books probably on the go. I should try and keep it to one, but, you know, I'm often just grabbing whatever piece of paper and you can find. And I've got my little handy recording device now, so, you know, I keep it in my car. I try and carry it with me.
So. Oh, that helps.
Yeah, it's great, and it's one of, just goes right into a WAV file, so it's really handy. We've come a long way.
Any plans for the summer other than finishing your CD?
I've got actually a sort of a songwriter event that we have here in Toronto. I'm going to be playing at that May 24th. And it's a great event. We have a lot of writers coming up from Nashville. We've got some great Canadian country artists playing there. And so it should be a great show. So I'm playing that one on May 24th. And hopefully in the summer I'll be able to pick up a couple other gigs here and there while I'm still working on my EP, because you just miss it.
Sounds like a busy summer.
Yeah.
Now your website, www.barbaralyndoran.ca.
Yes,
so that's easy to find, and it's a great website too. Are you on Facebook and Twitter too?
Or? Yep, Twitter it's Barbara L. Doran, and Facebook is Barbara Lynn Doran. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Barbara?
No, again, I just want to thank you for supporting my music. It's great. You know, I always go in and say, oh, yeah, they played it. So that makes that makes my day. And, yeah, it's just hoping that the EP will be ready for the fall. So hopefully people can look for it and possibly a video. So
good. Looking forward to it. And all the best in your music career.
Okay, thank you so
much. Thank you. Bye.
Have a great day. Bye.